This interview is of Laura Jacqueline Coggan on March 26, 2007, taken for the Women's Overseas Service League in San Antonio, Texas, with Ruth Stewart and Patricia Martin as interviewers. Jackie, start off by telling us a little bit about where you were born and about your young years.
I was born in Macon, Georgia on August the 10th, 1931. I grew up there in Macon, started school at Bruce Elementary School, and had a pretty good youth running around the neighborhood. And my mother was from the city of Sandersville, Georgia, and we used to go down to my grandfather's farm. It was great for fishing, great for stealing watermelons. Found out several years later that we grandkids stole watermelons from the neighbor, and after we all left, my grandfather paid for them. So I think I felt better about my history. We left Macon in September of 41, just as Germany was becoming a real problem. We were living in Pensacola, Florida. My father was working at the Naval Air Station when on December the 7th, 1941. And I remember that because he was reading us the newspaper, the Sunday's newspaper, with the radio. You remember those kinds of things? Mm-hmm. And they made the announcement and called all employees back to work because he was working on the airplanes. He was gone for a week before we saw him again, putting the planes together so that they could replace some of those that were destroyed at Pearl Harbor, and flying out all of them, including some of the trainers, for our young pilots to start. I was raised in the Navy town until I finished high school in 1949, and went to nursing school in Macon, Georgia. Macon Hospital, Macon, Georgia. Went back kind of home for that.
What made you interested in nursing at that point?
I don't know. I just always thought I wanted to be a nurse.
Always did.
Yeah. As far back as I can remember. It may have come from the fact that my mother had a very close friend who was an RN. I don't know. Was something that was there. Mm-hmm. My grandmother wanted me to be a school teacher. And along in this history, in a few minutes, you're going to discover something. I end up in teaching anyway, even though I was never going to be a teacher. Graduated in, let's see, I said nursing in 1953 from the Macon Hospital. I took a course in maternity nursing, postgraduate course, and was very interested. It was in New Jersey, Margaret Haig Maternity Hospital in New Jersey. There I began to realize that I needed more. If I was going to make a living out of nursing, I needed more education. So I ended up back at home in Pensacola Junior College. Took the basic entry courses and then went on to Florida State and received my bachelor's degree in nursing education administration.
Where was that now?
Florida State University, Tallahassee,
okay.
Florida.
So you went straight through then, virtually,
Yeah, well,
postgraduate
I was
course, and then to junior college,
I went to
and then
post,
to
and then to junior. Yeah, but I was working the full time because there were no funds available unless I earned my money. So I worked my way through. After I finished with my master's, I mean with my bachelor's, excuse me, I in Florida State, I went back to Pensacola and worked with a new hospital. In fact, was invited back to help them with a new hospital that was opening. They had an old small unit called the University Hospital. Escambia County Hospital was its real name. And they built a huge building and then reopened it. And I was part of that and helped with the policies, procedures, and setting up the psychiatric unit that they opened there. That was the first one that they had in town. I worked there for a couple of years, then decided I was going away and get my master's. And so I went to the University of Alabama, sought admission, got a scholarship, which I was surprised about, and went to the University of Alabama and got a master's degree in 1963.
You were, at that point, a virtually perennial student.
Off and on, yes. Mm-hmm. I worked on the side and went to school full time. Then I went back and I went to work at the university. I got an appointment at the University of Southwestern Louisiana in Lafayette, Louisiana. I taught psych nursing and spent most of my time at the Mandeville State Hospital in Covington, Louisiana, right across the bridge from New Orleans. Right across the bridge from New Orleans. So in the evening, I could, evening and weekends, I could have fun.
You enjoyed New Orleans?
Yes,
then,
I
did you?
Enjoyed. I enjoyed the history and the background of New Orleans. Yes. We as a group, we being the part of the younger faculty at the university, all decided we wanted to go to New Orleans, I mean to Germany, and we started attempting to save money to get there, and we were not doing a good job. We wanted to go spend at minimum three months, but couldn't seem to get there, and the nurse recruiter for the Army Nurse Corps kept coming in and telling us that she thought she could help us. She came in one year and told us that she definitely could help us, that she could guarantee us assignment to Germany. And we had about decided we weren't going to be able to save money. So first, a friend of mine who was an instructor signed up and went. She wrote us a lot about what a wonderful time she was having and how she was visiting all the places we wanted to go to, and how much fun it was. So by the next year, there were two of us, myself and a friend, who signed up to go that year. The end result was I went and my friend stayed at the university teaching. I went to Second General Hospital in Landshut, Germany, and had a lot of fun. I worked in the psych nursing unit, and as I got there, since I did have more experience than many of the nurses, I seemed to go up in positions rather rapidly in the 2 years. And then as the senior officers from the Army came in, I went down the ladder to the bottom and back to staff nursing. It was an interesting experience. some ways a lot of fun, some ways a little confusing at times. At the end of the 2 years, shortly before the 2 years ended, I guess I should say, they started attempting to persuade me to spend at least another year stateside before I got out of service. And after having my friends talk a great deal, I finally did go, and the girl in the personnel office persuaded me I shouldn't go 1 year indefinite. I should go in 1 year extension, I should go indefinite. And I did. And after that, no one ever asked me about getting out. And I knew the problems outside in civilian hospitals was about similar to the same problems in the military hospitals, except there was an advantage. Periodically, they move you in the military hospital, so you get a different angle at the problem you got. It's not the same problem and the same faces and the same people every day. You get a little break on them. Where do you want to go from here?
What kind of experiences did you have? You were in administration mostly, and
I started off, as most of us in the service, as a staff nurse in psychiatry, because I had a psychiatric background prior to entering the service. From there, I went first to the supervisor of the psych nursing. I had a great deal of experience because of needing to go to school at the same time in medical and surgical nursing. More medical than surgical. So when the supervisor of the medical surgical nursing unit left, I ended up, because I was older, filling in as the supervisor in medical surgical nursing for, I guess, about a year, and then the senior officers began to check into second general. We'd lost a lot of officers, and then we were getting back the people to fill those staff positions. So then I went back down, and I had had an enormous amount of administration prior to entering the service, so that I was a little better. I had a great deal of problems in the beginning because I didn't know a thing called Army regulations. But fortunately, I met a Women's Army Corps officer in personnel who happily educated me to the military rules and regulations. And I appreciated that very much.
That's important.
Oh, yes. It's hard to function when you don't really know where the borders are. And I learned those from her. And she probably kept me out of trouble a couple of times. In fact, I know she did.
Let's go back to your time in Germany, which was a very special time for you, and talk a little about living there. Was it the experience that you expected in terms of, because at first you'd wanted to go as a civilian, mm-hmm. and then you went in the military.
We lived in quarters. It was about 20 steps out the side door of the old second general. This was a wooden cantonment building that had strings of buildings connected by long halls. The barracks was fairly nice. They were, I was told, old barracks that the German army had used years ago. But they had been Americanized, and we had rather large, overstuffed American furniture in them. I rented a TV that would connect to the German lines. We had television. I had my car shipped. We had a lot of fun with my car. it was a misorder when he came in before I left the States. And he came in called Evening Orchid, a light lavender color. The Germans thought the light lavender outside and the black and white interior was just magnificent. So we got a lot of special privileges earned by the automobile. Weekends, I found a group of friends, and on Friday when we would get off, when I was working day duty, we would take off Friday afternoon, and we usually came back Sunday afternoon so that we could be back on duty Monday morning. When we didn't go and spend overnight, we went to different communities that were close around where we could go shopping and everything. When we could get some holidays together, we went to Germany, we went to Berlin, we flew to Berlin on with the Army Air Force, and I took a big trip through France, Spain, Portugal, 22 days, if I remember right. And there were about three of us went. We went up to Holland. I went with another group. They were tour groups planned by the local, by the USO. I couldn't remember what I wanted to say. In other words, we did a lot of traveling. I didn't stay home very much.
So your experience in the military, how did it affect you as a person?
It changed it changed some ideas I had. When you meet people, you make decisions about why you think people are doing what they're doing or acting in some way. But when you get over there and you stay with them or you work with them on a daily basis, you suddenly begin to understand that their way of thinking, seeing things, or feeling about things is so much different than yours. And that their decisions, though they seem illogical to you, really in their concept is logical. So I learned to look at people's problems in a different way than looking like I would have, I think, if I had stayed in Florida in my community and spent my life there. I know when I talk with my brother and their families, they're still back on a lot of the thinking that was occurring in Pensacola in those days and still is there. And somehow my thinking is a lot different about a lot of items.
Does that make any problems with you and your family?
No.
It's just different.
It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my psychiatry training for my nursing courses made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was listed in the service as a psychiatric mental health nurse consultant.
I'd like to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Were most of your patients the active duty people, or was it dependents?
In Hawaii, it was primarily dependents. And husbands and wives as related to their spouses. Because we had a Hale Nui, which is new house, and we worked with families, primarily enlisted, because they were the ones having the problems there at Schofield Barracks. With being there on the island, they felt cut off, away from home, families, they had little help. And of course their income was limited in a community that the monies were high, cost of things were high. in cut two or three other areas. One, I worked with basic trainees, and the basic trainees were having problems adjusting from civilian life to military. By the time I saw many of them, they were pretty close to being accepting their way out of the Army because they could not accept the regimented or the lifestyle that we live in the Army. They wanted more instant gratification for their desires and what they wanted. They wanted to be able to do what they wanted to do. In the case of another group, we worked with family units and with some enlisted. We had a lot of, in Hawaii, we had a number of naval personnel that was having some difficulty because of the long sea duty they had in Hawaii, which was something to be expected. And the wives had difficulty adjusting, where they did not have their families there. And so we kept them busy with crafts and art activities and groups and cooking lessons and things that everyone does, you know. If you get yourself occupied in something with a group of other ladies, then you can, the wives can get along better. Yeah.
More diversionary therapy.
And more support. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then your experience in the military has been a very positive one for you, it sounds like.
Yes. I won't kid you, sometimes there have been negative experiences, but the negative experience were outweighed by my positive experience. Because for some reason or other, they taught me in psychiatry, life is just going to have some negatives along the way.
It's interesting, you referred periodically or regularly to your psych experience, and yet your first education after nursing school was in maternity, right?
Yes. I don't know whether you have ever noticed this, but I was in with a group that had an interesting experience. A group of nurses had computed psychiatry and OB, and it was very fascinating. Out of this study, they found out of, I think they had, if I remember right, it was 250 nurses, psychiatric nurses, that they talked to regarding, it was run by some university up in, New Jersey area, around in that area, New York, New Jersey.
Sounds like Hildegard Peplau.
Yes. It wasn't her, but it was from her group that it was, and made a discovery that out of that large group of nursing teachers or instructors in the universities and all, about 90% of them started in OB.
It is interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how the changeover occurred, I don't know. It just does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except that both areas are highly emotional areas.
Yeah, certainly.
There's nothing more emotional than a new mama and a new daddy when the baby comes.
Yeah. Yeah. Since you left the military, have you belonged to military organizations other than WSL?
Yes, I belong to the Military Officers Association in Florida. In fact, still have a lifetime membership to that.
Any other veteran then?
Legion, American Legion. There's another one. Oh, of course, of AARP, but that wouldn't be military.
Army nurses?
Army Nurse, thank you. Army Nurse Corps Association. Mm-hmm. It used to be Ranker, and I think it's changed now. It's they changed the name recently because we took, first it was for all retired Army nurses. Now it's for active duty.
Okay.
As well as retired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you'd like to say about your experience in military or life in general leading up to this good life you're leading now?
No, I enjoyed my military life. At times it had some real rough spots, at times it wasn't. But when my years in the civilian market before I came on active duty, I found some of the same problems and the same experiences. Really didn't change, just what we wore. There was a closeness in the military that frequently is not in the civilian market. Though many people would tell me I was wrong and it was the other way around, I have no idea. I've enjoyed it. I got out of the service. I went to work in real estate and sold real estate for a couple of years. Took care of my mother until her death. And at that time, I and a friend whose mother had died a year before my mother, we got together. We had known each other since 66, and we got together, and for a while, we came to San Antonio and bought a house together, lived together for a while. Unfortunately, she died in 2000. And then shortly, I guess in 2002, my health began to fail. And with the help of a friend, I moved to the ARC.
Mm-hmm.
So I have since been here for 5 years now. I don't believe it.
And the ARC is the Army Residence Community in San Antonio.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very nice place. I won't say it's perfect, but it does well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of course, as many people would say, the food is good one day and bad the other. But wherever you live, the food's good one day and bad the other.
My kitchen's that way, too.
Yeah.
So. Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for your time. We appreciate this. It's been a very interesting interview. And we'll get back with you in terms of when we get this to its final destination.